This is your warlord of weird, Sin Bodhi. Look both ways before you cross the street while you're skating on thin ice carrying scissors. You're listening to The Final Count.
Hi, this is former WWE superstar Kieran Cross, and you're listening to The Final Count.
This is former WWE and TNA Impact superstar Mike Knox, a.k.a. Nux. You are listening to The Final Count. Keep it tuned.
Hey everybody, Anthony Corelli here, formerly known as Santino Morella, and you are listening to The Final Count.
Yo, peeps, you're listening to The Final Count with my boy Ryan right there, bro. So listen, don't forget who's telling you this. It's your boy, Eric.
Hello everybody, it's the Croc Rockin', Nickelback Poppin', Curls for All the Girls, the Perminator, Sam Beal, as seen on Impact Wrestling, and you are listening to The Final Count.
This is former WWE superstar Victor, and you are listening to The Final Count.
All right, fans, that's right. It is The Final Count, and welcome to this week's episode of The Final Count. This is our second annual Countdown Awards, and it is also the final episode of 2023. Wow, what a year 2023 has been. Just an amazing, amazing year. I can't believe it's already over. What are your thoughts on how 2023 was?
2023 right. Flew by, like
it really did. Like just personally, like
crazy,
so many things have changed. And what about, you know, I mean, like just personally, my brother got married this year, so I have a sister-in-law now, so that's really cool. Yeah, you know, just a bunch of different things happening personally. It's just, you know, new things, new ventures getting into. What about your end of the spectrum? As far as just personal life or things you're getting into,
new adventures as far as like working and trying to move up in the world, and
there you go.
Any, living life.
I hear you. Any New Year's resolutions, whatever you say.
I haven't really set none. No, I'm sure there's going to be some, but
yeah.
As far as right now, I haven't set none. No.
There you go. Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, we all set those. You know, there's the typical, I always do it every year, the I'm going to lose weight type thing, and the I'm going to get, you know, upgrade the look, for lack of a better way of saying it.
Right.
You know, but there's so many people that they set those resolutions, including myself, and then they fall off the truck or for whatever reason or so. You just got to have that mind determination. I guess we're going to be for a minute here, uplifting podcast, I guess.
I've been there one too many times. It's a struggle, but sometimes it's worth it in the end.
Yeah, you just gotta have that mindset and gotta have that, you know, and that's in whatever you want to do.
The mindset, whatever. The determination, the will, yeah. The drive, you gotta have it all.
Yeah, exactly. And that's whatever you want to do, whether you want to be the best at your job, at your work, at your... you know, want to be the best dad at home, want to be the best mom, if you're a mom out there, you want to be the best kid. I mean, hey,
right.
You know, want to be the best in school, get the grades up, you know, all that good stuff. Anyways, this is, as we said, our second annual Countdown Awards.
And my first.
Yeah. And your first one joining me, last year. And we didn't even have video at this time last year. So, look, the podcast has grown a lot this year. We didn't have video. We didn't have it able. You weren't able to see the podcast last year. Definitely didn't have a co-host at this time last year. So, I mean, 2023 has been a good year for The Final Count. And 2024 is just going to be, as we've been saying already.
Mind-blowing.
It's going to be mind-blowing, amazing. It's going to be It's going to be terrific. I mean, we have merch now in 2023. We didn't have that last year.
We have merch. I'm possibly getting back into wrestling. Hint, hint. Yeah, just a lot of big things coming. Just have to stay tuned to see it all.
It is. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. And also, while I'm mentioning this, if you're not already subscribed to the Final Count YouTube page, to our YouTube, go ahead and subscribe to us. Give us a like. Give us a follow. I don't think you follow. You don't follow on YouTube. But
subscribe. Give us a like, comment. Subscribe. Like, hit the like button. Comment. Tap the bell so you never miss an upload. Big things coming. 2024 is going to be great.
Exactly. And I segue from that into personally, my personal YouTube page. And I'm going to actually, while we're here recording, I'm going to actually check and see what we're at. My personal YouTube page is currently at 97, while we're recording this, 97 subscribers. I am, what, three away from having 100 subscribers, which is mind-blowing and crazy.
You'll hit that tonight.
Thought this. Oh, yeah, I'll probably have that tonight for sure.
For sure.
I never would have thought this would come, this day would come, but it's coming. I mean, I've had this channel for years, my other channel, my personal channel. I've had it for years and have not hit up to 100 subscribers till now. So
I did have one channel with like 1,100 subscribers and it got deleted.
Wow. Oh,
so it's kind of like, dang, like restarting from the ground up. My personal
channel has been through different, name changes and things like that. And so it's like, wow, all these years of work. Not that I've really put work into it, because it's just been like going to concerts, concert videos, wrestling videos type things.
And while we're on the social media thing, not to interrupt you, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok even. You can follow our personal accounts. This video will be up on YouTube. So we'll Ryan over here, he'll put it down in the description or the top of the comments and pin it, whatever you guys want. Just be sure to follow us, follow along this journey. Don't forget, I mentioned, I think it was a couple one or two podcasts ago, that we are going to start a vlog channel for the Final Count of going to wrestling events. If I get back into wrestling, we can do road trips to me training and my first match back and stuff like that. If you guys are interested, I like being on camera. I just have to like have a reason to film and stuff. Like, I do personal vlogs of my work and they're all over TikTok. But yeah, like I said, it'll be in the comments or the description. Just stay tuned.
Exactly, exactly. And without any further ado, we're going to jump into our awards starting out here. And then in a little bit, we'll go ahead and talk about just different big things that happen throughout the year of 2023. And just different promotions. We're not going to cover everything. We'd be here for a long time. For hours upon hours.
Hey, I would be fine with that, but
if we did, yeah, I would too. I'd probably end up running out of things to say, but we would.
Yeah, sure, we'd come up with something.
Oh yeah, we'd come up with something. We'd be here for a long time, but so we're gonna give you, and we hope you enjoy this episode, this final episode,
absolutely,
of 2023. So without further ado, we gave you the fans categories to vote on and vote for. If you follow our Facebook page, that's where you had the chance to see these polls. They were only on our Facebook page. They were only posted and shared to our Facebook page. So our first, the first category that we have here is the 2023 Countdown Awards Breakout Star of the Year. Your choices were Shalance Royale from OVW, and she had a phenomenal year. Shalance, she had a phenomenal year being the OVW Women's Champion for a really good part of 2023.
She had a good run with it.
She legit did. I mean, she had PJ Jones, her manager. She ended up bringing him, and I forget how, you know, about when, but it might have been like halfway through her run as champion. But like, he's kind of elevated, not kind of, he has elevated her even more in her role. And so she was good, a great choice. I felt like she needed to be part of this. She had a breakout year, pretty much. Our second option was Billy Starks, current AEW.
What talent.
/ ROH. Yeah. Talent, Billy Starks. And how can you not say that she hasn't had a breakout year? Because she has. I mean, she just main evented against Athena, the final pay-per-view for ROH of 2023.
What a match.
And yes, I didn't personally see it.
I seen bits and pieces, and it was one hell of a match.
Yeah. And for her to do that, and she's had even not just that. She started out 2023, I believe. Don't hold me to it, but she had started out 2023, not even had graduated high school yet.
Yep, she did.
I mean, and wasn't even signed yet to AEW till about May or June. So a little bit before she graduated high school, or was getting ready to graduate high school, is when she got signed. And again, don't hold me to that, but I believe that's correct. So what?
I think so too.
She didn't have a breakout year. She had a breakout year for sure. And shout out to Billy Stark. She's an alumni of the podcast here. And then we had L.A. Knight was another.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, he's had a breakout year. You know, he might have been around for years, and he might be a veteran, but he's had a breakout year. I mean, he's caught on a lot with the – yeah, that's caught on a lot.
But he's had – not to cut you off, but he's had that since Impact TNA days.
He legit has, but it's caught on more so.
But it's so over with the crowd.
It is.
Like – it's crazy, but he's done a lot this year.
Yeah, he really has. And then you have Io Sky. She wins the Money in the Bank championship.
She's a beast.
Wins the Money in the Bank championship. She wins the Money in the Bank at Money in the Bank, and then cashes in at SummerSlam, I believe. Mm-hmm. Cashes in at SummerSlam. Breakout year. I mean, she's been around, but. That, to me, that's a breakout year. And then you had the final option. Alex Shelley. Current Impact TNA, actually. World champion. And we'll get to Lyle's TNA in a minute. Well, in a little bit.
Nothing but good things for Alex Shelley. Look what he's done throughout the years, not just this year.
He's one
of the best tag teams in the world.
Yeah, Motor City Machine Guns.
Absolutely.
The fact that he's in 2023, the World Heavyweight Champion, a world champion for Impact TNA, that's a breakout year to me.
Yep.
That is a breakout year. And so all of these options, all of these five options have had breakout year. So the question is, who did you, the fans, pick and choose as the 2023 Countdown Awards Breakout Star of the Year? Can I get a drum roll, please? Your 2023 Breakout Star of the Year is Billy Starks.
Yes, sir.
So we want to congratulate Billy Starks on becoming the 2023 Breakout Star of the Year. A great choice, I'd have to say. Definitely when I was choosing who I wanted to be a part of this category, Billy Starks was no question. I mean, I definitely would have chose her for sure. Billy Starks, definitely a great choice by the fans. Great choice, y'all.
I wish my guy was on there.
And who was that again?
Swerve Strickland.
Swerve Strickland, okay.
He's had one hell of a year.
Let me hear more on Swerve Strickland there from you.
How can you go wrong with Swerve? And it's been so different from NXT to AEW. Swerve is climbing the ladder. Swerve is getting so much better. Hell, you can even go back to Lucha Underground. Shane Strickland.
Yeah.
And then he pops up in NXT. He wasn't used properly there, in my opinion.
No.
Then he goes to AEW and becomes some type of megastar. I'm going to quote-unquote that.
Mm-hmm.
But 2024, I see him being a world champion. That's all I'm going to put on that category because we'll get into that later.
There you go. There you go. All right. Now, this next category, there was no clear, decisive winner. Two of the options I wasn't really familiar with, I'm just going to be honest. I picked everyone in this category for you all to vote for because of them either being champions or the year that they've had. They were either current champions at the time or just the year that they've had in 2023. And so the next category is Tag Team of the Year for 2023. Your options, the OVW, from OVW, the Overman, Joe Mack, and Luke Curtis.
Boo.
They were actually one of the teams that was part of this tie. So we're going to count them as a winner or winners of this category. Then we have, from Impact Wrestling, ABC, Chris Bay, and Ace Austin.
Ace Austin's phenomenal. So is Chris Bay.
I agree. And unfortunately, they didn't get any votes in this. I don't know what happened there.
What?
Yeah, no votes. Yeah.
Oh, they are sleeping on Chris Bay and Ace Austin.
These will also be posted. Spoiler alert. These will be posted on our social media for everyone to see the results and how many votes there were, how many, what the percentages was for each one, and all that good stuff. The screenshots will all be posted on our social media. We got ABC. They had no votes, and I can't understand why that is. And then you have the NWA Tag Team Champions, Blunt Force Trauma, Carnage, and Damage. Now, this team, I'm going to be honest, this is the team I've never heard of.
They're decent. I watch a little bit of NWA. They're decent.
I don't follow much NWA, but I follow it here and there. But I wasn't really familiar with them, but I had to include them being the NWA Tag Team Champions. I mean, how could you not include them being the champions, you know?
Right.
And then you have this team right here. So let me back up here. NWA Blunt Force Trauma is part of that tie there. And then the other option, actually, let me back up here to AEW, because we also had Ricky Starks and Big Bill as one of the options. And they, again, got no votes. I don't understand what happened there either.
Ricky Starks is phenomenal by itself.
I agree. And then you had the WWE Tag Team Champions, the Judgment Day, Damian Priest, and Finn Balor.
I've grown to like them a lot.
I'm liking them.
At first, it was very repetitive. But Damian's going to turn on Finn.
Oh, yeah.
I have that feeling. Damian's going to be a world champion in 2024.
Definitely.
If not, they're going to blow it, and him and Finn's going to feud.
See, I want him to be the world champion, and so I definitely, I agree with you on that. Watch out for 2024 Damian Priest. The Judgment Day was the third team that tied. So it's a tie between the Overman of OVW, Joe Mack and Luke Curtis, Blunt Force Trauma, Carnage and Damage, and then the Judgment Day, Damian Priest and Finn Balor for Tag Team of the Year 2023. So great teams right there, but we just don't have a decisive winner. This next one, we have a decisive winner for it, however. This is the Female Star of the Year for 2023. Your options were Mommy, Rhea Ripley. How could you not say she had a great year?
She's a beast.
Definitely a beast. She won the SmackDown Women's Championship, I believe it was, at WrestleMania. End up getting, because of course they brought the Women's World Heavyweight Championship. She ends up getting that. Of course, because she was champion at the time. But she's had a dominant reign as champion. And so, what a dominant year she's had. Again, as you said, she's a beast. I mean, so her 2023 has been great. So
phenomenal.
She had to be on this category for me. Lia Valkyria, the current NXT Women's Champion. She, again, had to be on this category for me. She's had a phenomenal year. Earning the spot to become NXT Women's Champion, earning the spot to even fight for that title. I mean, she's had a phenomenal year right there.
Didn't she beat Becky for that?
What was that?
Did she beat Becky Lynch for that?
I believe so, yeah.
I believe so on an episode of NXT.
She did. She dethroned the man, Becky Lynch, yes. The next option was Toni Storm. She's had a great year. She's reinvented herself in 2023. She's going by?
Timeless Toni Storm.
Timeless Toni Storm, yeah. So she's reinvented herself this year. She was AEW Women's Champion, I believe, this year.
She's current. AEW wins, Sammy.
Yeah, current. Yeah, and so how could you not say she didn't have a great year? Then you had Trinity. Now this is a surprise to me. Trinity was a part of this category here, but she got no votes.
That's crazy.
Not a one person voted for Trinity. Like, seriously?
She made a big jump from WWE to TNA. And for her to be on top of TNA and not get no votes? What are people doing?
I can't. I don't know what y'all out there thinking. What y'all out there doing. Y'all out here sleeping on Trinity. I mean, shoot. Trinity, I feel like she should have got some votes right here.
Absolutely.
But yeah, she had a great 2023. Again, as you said, jumping to TNA and became Knockouts Women's Champion or Knockouts Champion. And so, I mean, what a great run she's having as Knockouts Champion. And then you have last, but certainly not least, the former OVW Women's Champion now. As we speak, she's now a former OVW Women's Champion. But she's been kind of a belt collector this year. Tiffany Nieves from OVW and the independent scene, because she's also Mission Pro Wrestling in San Antonio, Texas. She's their women's champion. And so, yeah, Tiffany Nieves, it's a great option right here. I had to have her a part of this category just because of, like I said, she's been a belt collector this year pretty much. She's got her shine or shown her shine off basically this year. And so what a year she's had.
Especially seeing how much she's grown since being at OVW.
It really does. And even still staying in OVW. But it's really shown how she's grown since coming there and everything. Without further ado, let's get a drum roll for your female star of the year of 2023. Drum roll, please. And your winner is Tiffany Nieves.
That's so
congratulations,
right.
Congratulations, Tiffany, on being the female star of the year for our countdown awards. Then we have the male star of the year. This one's going to be a really good one. And again, we have one on this. I don't know what people's problem is. We got one on this category that has zero votes at all.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going to start with this one. Alex Shelley. How can you have no votes for Alex Shelley?
Crazy.
And no votes for Alex Shelley? What? Alex Shelley, he's had a great year. He's having a nominal year. Part of the Machine Guns. He could have been male star of the year for sure. I like the person who was voted for. I like who you all picked, but Alex Shelley should have got some votes. The next one is Cody Rhodes. 2023 has kind of like revolved as far as on Raw and WWE
around Cody
Rhodes. He could have been male star of the year. He should have been male star of the year, in my opinion. Then you have Seth Rollins. Again, he's had a phenomenal 2023. Newly world champion. He's got the new world championship. He's defeating everyone that's being thrown in front of him. Nakamura. Who else? Finn Balor. He's got
Jey Uso, Drew McIntyre.
Yeah. Jey Uso, Drew McIntyre. Yeah. It's a phenomenal 2023 right here. Then you have EC3. I couldn't not have him a part of this category either. The NWA World Heavyweight Champion, the OVW National Heavyweight Champion. I mean, he's also, we want to talk about belt collectors. He's a belt collector this year. I mean, yeah. And then he also dethroned Matt Cardona for
Blizzard Brawl.
Yeah,
wasn't it? Brawl.
So, again, another belt collector here. What a phenomenal year he's had. And I keep saying the word phenomenal, but it's true. These people have had phenomenal years. And then you have MJF, the devil.
Oh, boy. I think I know who the devil is.
I'd like to guess who that is. Who are your thoughts on who the devil could be?
Well, the way the storyline's panning out, and he just lost the tag titles, which Adam Cole was his partner.
Yeah.
I think Britt Baker is the devil. Mm. Or it could be Adam Cole.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
Because there was something that I seen on TikTok or something that there's something to do with Britt Baker and the devil. And then Samoa Joe said he had no intentions with the devil, but he just turned on MJF this past week.
Yeah.
So
see that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that we're gonna have Adam Cole is the devil. Britt Baker's good speculation too. But MJF, as far as his category goes in 2023 goes, he was another belt collector, ROH tag champion. He was and is AEW world champion. I mean, that enough should speak for a great 2023 that he's had. And so, without further ado, your male star of the year 2023 for the Countdown Awards is MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman. So congratulations to MJF, if he even sees this.
Never know. Today's world.
Yeah, you never know. So congratulations, MJF. Moving on to this next... actually, you know what? I'm going to skip this one for now. And we're going to come back to this one because it's a little bit of a sentimental one. Well, it is a sentimental one. So we're going to come back to this one. Probably save it for last. But this next one here is the commentary team of the year of 2023. Your options are OVW commentary team consisting of Brian Kennison, Danson CBJ, and Josh Ashcraft. It's a three-man team right there. Very entertaining team to me. I love their work. I love their flow, their bantering back and forth kind of thing, especially CBJ. And so he's so entertaining. So that's one option. Then you have Impact Wrestling or TNA. TNA's Matthew, and I can't pronounce his last name very good, Raywalt, and Tom Hannifin. Another great commentary team right here. Then you have everybody's favorite, the Raw commentary team of Wade Barrett and Michael Cole. Everybody loves Michael Cole. And Michael Cole is actually in this twice.
Hopefully, so it's with who I think it's SmackDown. With. Hopefully, it is. That gets my vote if so.
What was that?
I said, if it's Michael Cole and who I think it is, it gets my vote if so.
The WWE SmackDown commentary team, Michael Cole, Kevin Patrick, and Corey Graves. And so that's another option. And again, another three-man team. And again, I like Corey Graves. Kevin Patrick, he's got a little bit of learning to do.
Yeah.
He's got some growing to do. Then we have NXT, Booker T, and Vic Joseph.
They've been doing great.
Yeah. Vic Joseph. Actually, that commentary team is a great commentary team. They could easily be Raw or SmackDown commentary team for sure. So, without further ado, let me just say, before I tell you who the winner is.
Hey, my commentary team wasn't on there.
Who was your commentary team?
Michael Cole and Pat McAfee. How could you not? What a phenomenal commentary team.
I didn't think about that. Man. There's always next year.
But I'm excited to see who won, though, because there's been a lot of great commentary teams.
There has been. And these were some great choices, nonetheless. But before we find out who won, so we have Impact Wrestling, Matthew Raybould, and Tom Hannifin. 0 votes. Wade Barrett and Michael Cole, Raw commentary team, no votes. Yeah. And then NXT, Booker T and Joseph, or Vic Joseph, no votes. No votes for either of those.
Oh, they are sleeping on those two.
Sleeping on them, yeah. What is wrong with y'all fans? Anyways, sure.
We still love you, though.
we do. We still love y'all. We still love you. We can't hate on y'all. The commentary team of the year for 2023 is OVW commentary team. Brian Kennison, Danson, Stevie J, and Josh Ashcraft.
Big shout out to Josh Ashcraft.
Big shout out to all of them. All of them. But definitely big shout out to Josh Ashcraft. This would have been my pick if I would have voted.
Yeah, mine too.
My pick.
That or Booker T and Vic Joseph.
Yeah, I agree. I would have picked Impact. I would have voted on Impact though too.
Yeah.
So, but great pick, fans, right there on that one. So then we have the, and you might wonder, why did we do Kentucky Star of the Year and then Indiana Star of the Year? Well, here's why. We're based out of Louisville. We're based out of Kentucky. But Indiana's literally just right across the river.
So makes it the Kentuckiana area.
Yeah, which makes it the Kentuckiana area. So this is why we do Indiana Star of the Year and Kentucky Star of the Year. So this is the Indiana Star of the Year options. We have Derek Winter from Supreme Championship Wrestling in Madison.
Hopefully, Indiana. I'll be there soon.
Exactly.
Stay tuned.
And then we have the current, I believe, current Grindhouse champion, Clayton Cannon, was one of the options. Then we have Eric Draven, who has, he's based out of Supreme Championship Wrestling. But I've seen in 2023, this year he's had, and rightfully so, he's been getting out of Madison and going, coming to Jeffersonville and wrestling in Jeffersonville at the arena and just a part of other promotions. And so that's really cool to see too. And cool to see him venture out more. Because to my knowledge, this is the first time I've ever seen him venture out past Supreme.
Then yeah, mine too.
Yeah. No, for sure. Then we have Daniel Eads, the current Emerge champion. They're also in Indiana, obviously.
He's a beast.
He definitely is a beast.
He's well slept on for no reason.
Yeah, I agree. Then we have the Poison Apollo Star as the fifth and final option for fans to vote on. All these men, they are either champions currently or were champions in 2023. So shout out to all of them for real. And without further ado, your Indiana Star of the Year of 2023 for the Countdown Awards is Eric Draven, Custom Made Jack.
Shocker.
Yeah. Eric Draven gets the vote for Indiana Star of the Year for 2023. So congratulations, Eric Draven. And then we have the Kentucky Star of the Year.
I'm excited for this one.
This one's a good one. So we have Matty Ice as your first option. Yeah, an alumni of the podcast here. We had him on a couple months back. A really great interview. Go back and watch that. He was the ROW Reality of Wrestling champion at the time. Then, like, a couple weeks later, he became the New South wrestling champion. They're located, if you're not familiar with New South, they are in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, based out of Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. And so, yeah, check out New South if you're ever in Lawrenceburg or close by there. And so, yeah, Matty Ice is the first option. Then you have Marty Clay. And he's also – he's all around Kentucky, all around. And so he's also at New South as well. He's there a lot, I should say. He's been their X-Division champion because they have an X-Division there. He's been their X-Division champion. Then you have Jack Vaughn. He's had a heck of a year. OVW champion, OVW heavyweight champion. And so dude's had a heck of a year, the veteran Jack Vaughn. And if you have not watched his TikToks, watch his TikToks. Dude is phenomenal on TikTok and puts out great videos. Then you have Kellen Craven. And he is the Gen Next Pro Wrestling champion. And that's actually Larry D. That's his promotion. And so, yeah, Kellen Craven was one of the options as well. And then Stan Sierra was one of the options as well. So great choices here that you could vote on. But the question is, who is the Kentucky Star of the Year for 2023? Would you like to hear? Would you like to know? Are you wondering who it is?
I'm wondering. I'm wondering why Cashflow didn't make the list. That dude. It's a story for another time.
Wait, it really is.
If you don't know who he is, go check him out.
There's definitely a lot of people that could have made the list for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. And that should have honestly probably made the list. Your Kentucky Star of the Year for 2023 Countdown Awards is Matty Ice.
Nice.
So congratulations to Matty Ice on winning and becoming the Kentucky Star of the Year for 2023 Countdown Awards. But right now, as I said, we have a more somber award here. Many of you might remember, if you're from Kentuckiana, from Louisville, from Indiana, from Kentucky, from Indiana, you might remember Sean Patrick O'Brien. Referee Man Bun, a lot of people knew him as. I wanted to this year bring in a category for Referee of the Year. And I decided, kind of a last minute thing, I decided to, you know what, let's make this a memorial in his honor. So this is the first ever SPO Sean Patrick O'Brien Memorial Referee of the Year Award. For 2023, your options were Daniel Spencer. He's current OVW referee and TNA referee. Then you have Jake Cloyd. He's another OVW referee. And I think he's branching out more, or getting to start branching out more as well, in different parts of Kentucky. And I don't know about Indiana, but he's definitely branching out in different parts of Kentucky right now. So that's – be looking out for Jake Cloyd as well. Jake Cloyd as well. And then we have Jonathan Barnes, a good friend of mine. That he's another option I had to have part of this list or this category. He's branching out everywhere. He's based out of Kentucky as well. But he's kind of everywhere. He's getting traveling and everything. And so, yeah, Jonathan Barnes was a great option. Dennis Maddox, he is a referee from Supreme Championship Wrestling. Out of Madison, Indiana. And then Aaron Greider. And a lot of y'all saw his story last year with, and actually was this year as well with Prey of the Slayer in LVW. And so y'all saw a lot about him. He has had a great year as well in 2023. But he's also, you know, getting out different promotions as well. He was did other promotions before OVW. I mean, so. But Aaron Greider had to be a part of this list as well, especially for his relationship with and friendship with SPO. Without further ado, would you like to hear who the first ever SPO Memorial Referee of the Year is?
Let's do it.
Your winner is Aaron Greider.
Whoa.
So congratulations.
I'm surprised Daniel didn't get that.
Yeah. Congratulations to Aaron Greider on the first ever SPO Memorial Referee of the Year award. And so that is our 2023 countdown awards. So what a great categories this year. And what a great first year for you to be involved in.
Absolutely.
Can't wait for next year already.
Oh, yeah.
But moving on from that, we're going to jump into talking about a little bit of this year and kind of go through different events that happen throughout from different promotions, different big news stories from 2023. Let's start with WWE. You had the Judgment Day. Okay, let's talk about their story. The Judgment Day, let's see, starting back at WrestleMania, you had, you had WrestleMania time, it was Finn Balor, Damian Priest, Rhea, and Dominic, right? We didn't have JD yet. JD McDonagh was not a part of the Judgment Day at that point yet. Finn was battling in a feud and a rivalry with Edge at the time. So he was still part of WWE. We had the WrestleMania Hell in the Cell match between the Demon, Finn Balor, and Edge. And then we've seen the progression. 2023 for the Judgment Day has been a progression of their story and just the depth of that story. But just like we've seen progression with the Bloodline story.
Every single one of them.
Yeah, more into 2023. We've seen more depth of the story with the Judgment Day. I mean, we had, as I just said, we had JD McDonagh added into the Judgment Day. We've seen the teases of breakups and split aparts. We've seen the, we're all on the same page. And then, later on, we're not on the same page. So we've seen those teases of they're going to break up. You know, they're not going to break up. They're good. They're not good. We've seen those teases in the year of 2023. And like you pointed out earlier, I feel like in 2024, we will see that split up. We will see, at least for Damian, leaving the Judgment Day.
And not to mention that JD McDonagh is trained by Finn Balor.
Yeah.
That's where he got his start.
Yeah.
Was being trained by Finn Balor. And now being part of his team is, you know, it's got to be great for them to have that chemistry and work together. So.
For sure. So that's the judgment. That's been the Judgment Day for 2023. I was moving into the Bloodline. The Bloodline, as I said, we've seen more depth of the Bloodline story going back to WrestleMania again. We've seen, we've seen the loss of the titles, the tag titles from the Usos. The Usos lost the titles to KO and Sami Zayn, and then you had the next night, Rowan kept the title, obviously, but you know, we had Solo still part of the Judgment or the Judgment Day of the Bloodline. We had Jay was still a part of the Bloodline at the time. Then we fast forward to trying to remember off the top of my head. We fast forward to just later in the year, about the summertime. We fast forward to the summertime,
mm-hmm.
and that's about the right time. Don't hold me to that, but we had was where the falling out, for lack of a better way to say it, the falling out of the Bloodline was where you saw the teases of they're splitting up. Well, let's go back to Royal Rumble before Sami Zayn was even out. We had at the Royal Rumble, Sami Zayn was beat down by the Bloodline. We had Jay walk out. That's depth right there. Then you got moved to WrestleMania. You saw everything that happened at WrestleMania. Then you go to in the summertime. You get to the summertime, and you see where Jay is talking about Jay leaves the Bloodline or whatever. Jay kicks Roman Reigns, super kicks Roman Reigns. Jimmy super kicks him as well on that SmackDown. It was actually in Lexington. Then you go on a couple weeks later, about August or whatever. This was in July. So then August, you got where Jay walks out and he says he's leaving SmackDown. He's leaving WWE. He's not in the Bloodline anymore. He's leaving. He's going away. You think he's gone. Come to Payback, and Cody Rhodes comes out and says, no, Raw just signed Jey Uso. So, I mean, there's depth. And it's not just the Bloodline. It's, okay, Jey's, I guess, and it's still, I guess, it's still the Bloodline, but it's not the Bloodline. Like, Jey's not in the Bloodline anymore, but he's still part of that story.
Jay was one of the main people, if you look at it in a certain perspective.
Because there's still that story being told there that Jay's still having issues with the Bloodline, even with the Bloodline not directly involved. Because you had, when Jay got to Raw, you had Drew McIntyre. Oh, you're a part of the Bloodline. You're still like them. Even though he's not with them or associated with them anymore. But you still have the interactions of when the Bloodline would see Jay at SmackDown, or Jay would come to SmackDown to help out Cody or help out someone or whatever the case may be. But 2023 has been more depth for the Bloodline as well.
And to put on note about Jey Uso, I think we're getting him versus his brother at WrestleMania this year.
Yeah. No, I agree.
But I also see Jimmy turning on Roman.
Yeah. So. I definitely see Roman, or not Roman, definitely see Jay and Jimmy at WrestleMania. I can see. I don't know when or how soon they'll pull that trigger of Jimmy turning on Roman. I'd like to see it after Mania.
Yeah.
Just because of the match with Jay and Jimmy. So for sure. And then you have 2023 has been a year of Cody Rhodes, you know, the story of Cody Rhodes telling the story, finishing the story. We saw at WrestleMania where he was, we thought he was going to win it. It was a great, great match at WrestleMania against Roman, and he lost. Everybody was disappointed about that. Cody's like, no, I'm going to finish the story. And so this whole year has been 2023 has been a year of obstacles, I guess, if you could say, for Cody Rhodes. He's had blockades thrown in his way, obstacle after obstacle. And he's basically ran him down, crashed through him. Brock Lesnar. He's had Dominic Mysterio. Just going off the top of my head here. I believe Finn Balor. I want to say.
I think so.
And then he's, of course, Shinsuke Nakamura. I mean, he's had a year. His whole 2023 year has basically been getting back, fighting at getting back to Roman. Fighting at getting back to, I'm going to earn that championship spot. I'm going to earn that championship. I'm going to get that WWE title, whatever it costs me. Then you have, let's talk about some NXT call-ups. We have, this year has been a great year of NXT call-ups. I mean, you have the Creed brothers, phenomenal tag team.
Absolutely.
A amateur wrestling type of tag team. So you have them, you have Dragon Lee. I guess you could kind of say he's been called up.
I think so.
He's still on.
But then he is current North American champion, so.
Yeah. And then you have Caden Carter and Katana Chance being called up. You have, I'm trying to think of the SmackDown roster here.
Which they are current women's tag team champions.
Yeah. Current WWE women's tag team champions. Yeah.
Yep.
And then you have, for a SmackDown roster, Grayson
Waller. Yeah, Grayson Waller. Yep.
Grayson Waller. We have Alba Fire.
And Isla Dawn. Yep.
Yeah, Isla, Alba Fire and Isla. This year has been a year of NXT call-ups as well. I'm trying to think of any more. Ivy Nile with the Green Brothers. You have her as well. So this year definitely has been a great year for NXT call-ups and a good way to put more depth into the WWE roster. You've had a bunch of returns this year too. Nia Jax. Nia Jax came back. We had CM Punk, obviously the newest big one, to come back. We talked
it's
about
been him. A year for him, so
yeah, it's been a year for him to leaving AEW and all the drama that happened at AEW, then coming back home, as he says, to WWE.
But I see it as like I think it's going to work out better in WWE for him because he really wasn't a fit for AEW.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think he's more. He feels that this is a different. I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but he feels like this is a different WWE for him.
And it's a whole different atmosphere between the two companies as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and within the WWE, it's a different atmosphere as well. He's not having to deal with McMahon anymore. So, at least that we know of. As far as depth goes, we have, as far as talking about depth of the roster, let's talk about depth of the women's division in WWE. I mean, Indy Hartwell, you have with Raw, you have Indy Hartwell, you have Nia Jax, you have
Candice LeRae.
Becky Lynch. Who?
Candice LeRae.
Yeah, Candice LeRae. You have Zoe Starks. Just the Caden Carter and Katana Chance. You have Shayna Baszler. Just off the top of my head, Ivy Nile. That's about nine off the top of my head that I can think of. For Raw. And then look at SmackDown. You got B-Fab. You have Shotzi, Bayley.
All-Star Damage Control.
Yeah, all the damage
Dakota control. Kai. Dakota Asuka.
Yep.
Kairi Sane that just returned.
Yeah, another return too, yeah.
I think that's it. Bayley, Dakota, Io, Kairi, and Asuka.
Yeah. Then you have Charlotte too.
Charlotte.
Bianca.
Speaking of Bayley, I see her turning on Damage Control.
Yeah. I see
Damage Control. Or vice versa.
On her.
Yeah.
especially the way Dakota Kai has been kind of like being the, I guess, mouthpiece, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word. For
And she's still injured, correct?
Yeah. And she's kind of been the mouthpiece for Io Sky and Asuka and Kairi Sane to communicate with Bayley. And so, yeah, I can definitely see Damage Control turning on Bayley for sure. So, yeah, the women's roster of WWE, the current women's roster of WWE, has a lot of depth to it right now, and there's a bunch of ways they could go with it. Love to see who could how could we forget the new signee of Jade Cargill? I mean,
I think with Jade Cargill, as much as I like, I don't dislike her, but I think they're gonna make her into like a megastar.
Yeah,
and of course they're gonna put a title on her. I mean, come on now.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be the first thing.
I can see her versus Rhea at WrestleMania this year.
I'd like to see her and Charlotte.
But Charlotte's on the shelf for 9 to 10 yeah. months.
If it wasn't for that, I'd like to see.
So there's a big rumor that Sasha Banks or whatever she's going by is supposed to come mm-hmm. back, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either. And this will kind of segue a little bit into.
But I said the same thing about CM Punk, and here we are.
Yeah. Well, we both kind of said that, actually. This is the kind of segue into, as far as Sasha Banks, I'm not saying she's going to be the one, but this will kind of segue into our next thing. TNA, the return announcement of TNA. That was a big story from this year. Mm-hmm. It's great to see Impact go back to its roots of TNA. And I think this is really going to help further TNA and help further the company as a whole. Just like with media rights and things like that, I feel like I don't know if it's going to be anytime soon. Like, I'm not going to say by the summertime, but I'd like to say that I'm just going to make a prediction that by the end of next year, by the end of 2024, that TNA will have or be back on a major TV channel, TV station.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be on a major network again.
They'll have a major TV deal.
Yeah.
Because you got superstars like Motor City Machine Guns. You got Josh Alexander.
Yeah.
Ace Austin. Chris Bay. The Rascals. You got Trinity. You got Mickey James.
Yeah.
Jordan Grace. I mean, you got talent. Like,
yeah,
real talent there. So I see TNA going big in 2024.
I do too. And then the name recognition. I've already heard or seen where they've already got a new deal as far as their action figure line. That's a step up. That's a huge step right there. For them to have an action figure line again. I just hope that, because a lot of the TNA thing, they were known for, whenever you heard the word or the letters TNA, everyone would say something else, which I'm not going to go into that, but mm-hmm. we all know what people would say. I just hope they don't get that kind of label again, as far as like, oh, TNA, it's going to stand for this. No, it's total nonstop action wrestling. Maybe we need to call it TNAW. Although that would kind of be weird, but or kind of awkward sounding. But no, another big, speaking of Sasha Banks, and I'm not saying she's going to be the one, but I'm gonna make a prediction to say that TNA is going to have a major hire in 2024. I don't know who it's going to be. I'm not going to say that I know who it's going to be, but I'm just going to say that they're going to have a major hire in 2024.
I was going to touch base on that. I do think TNA is going to sign somebody very big. As for the competition aspect of AEW and WWE, even though they're not really competition, competing against each other, because, you know, obviously WWE is like the standard top of the pinnacle.
Yeah, for sure. No, I really feel like they are going to have some type of major hire in 2024. Don't know who it's going to be again, but be looking for that. Jump over to OVW for a little bit. With OVW, it's kind of been centered around for at least from the summertime. It's been centered around the big news of the and the big debut of the OVW Netflix series.
And Wrestlers, go check it out on Netflix, by the way. Very good. Very, very good.
Yeah. It's completely very good. You should definitely go check out Netflix.
It's so good. I watched the series twice.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, it is really good.
Like, you watch it once and you see things and you watch it again and you're like, oh, I didn't see that the first time I watched it. And the way, big shout out to Haley J and her mom. That segment was just, I don't know. A lot of people said they teared up on that segment, but it was great.
It was, the whole thing was, and I'm really hoping for a season two of the show, and I think they will get that, especially.
Yeah, I do too.
With the hopes and with the fan, calling for it, with the fans calling for it, I think we'll get another season of it, for sure. But, the Netflix series has brought OVW a bunch of growth in this year. We're seeing OVW selling out show after show after show.
Didn't they sell out 11 weeks consecutive straight?
11 weeks consecutive straight. Like, to the point where you can no longer, and that's a good thing, you can no longer go to the Davis Arena without having a ticket already bought.
And by the way, if you're in Louisville, be sure to check out OVW either on YouTube or in person. Personally, I've been going since 2002. But I haven't been recently because I haven't had the time with work. But I can say major change from then until this year.
Yeah. It's gone up with the new management and everything that they have. I think it's just going to continue to grow. I know they are talking about, and they've already shared all this too, about traveling and doing shows out of state. And I believe these are just going to be house shows and summer shows, tours and whatnot. But still, the fact that OVW is doing that in 2024 is phenomenal.
And if they come to your city, just be sure to go. Check them out. See what it's about.
Come to your area, Get to the show. You won't regret it. Their growth this year has been amazing. It's been amazing to see the new fans that have came on board with OVW. It literally, Netflix, I feel like, literally has saved OVW.
Yes, absolutely.
I've heard the stories of just, oh, OVW's about to go under, they're about to go under. And, you know, as a longtime OVW fan, like you said, you've been going since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been going since 2004. You've been going longer than me. But.
And that's how we met. Yeah. If anybody should know.
But going as long as we have.
Back when it was free. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
The Kentucky Kingdom days.
Yes. Awesome.
You just had to be there. That's all I got to say.
You did.
I started going right when CM Punk was leaving. I seen him wrestle one match at OVW before he left.
Oh, wow.
And that's back, like I said, when it was free.
Yeah.
So.
As long as we've been going to OVW. It's you hear all the rumors of, oh, they're gonna go under. They're gonna have to. I remember back in 2020, they were talking about having to move to Florida, possibly. And you're like, no, I hate this. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see that happen. You know, not my beloved OVW. That's because that's, as OVW faithful, that's just how we think.
Yep.
We think like we don't want to see OVW go away. We don't. We don't want to see it go away. We don't want to see it leave. You know.
It probably would have benefited them at the time.
Yeah.
But they dug themselves out of the hole.
They did. They did. And
for a better future.
Yeah.
So.
And so, like, even with the leaving Kentucky as far as, like, traveling, I'm happy to see that. But I still don't want to see them ever leave for good. You know what I'm saying? And so, but.
I don't think they are. I think I see them moving facilities before moving states.
That I do see, and I feel like that's going to happen sooner than we think.
Even though they just revamped the whole arena, but don't mean they can do something on a bigger stage.
Yeah, no, I agree. OVW's had a phenomenal year in 2023, a great year in 2023. 2023's been really, really great. And 2024 is going to be really, really adored. Sorry, absolutely. That's my lame attempt at rhyming. but let's get some bold predictions for me. My bold predictions are, again, WWE for WWE, Cody Rhodes is going to finish the story and become WWE champion. That's one of my
predictions. I hope so.
I don't know if it's really a bold prediction, but now this one is a bold prediction. We talked about TNA to make a major hire. That's a bold prediction of mine. This one's really not a bold prediction, but I feel like this is why Mick Foley's coming to OVW. So this prediction is OVW new general manager or commissioner. And I feel like that's why Mick Foley's coming for the Nightmare Rumble, because he's going to announce that he's either the general manager or the commissioner of OVW. And then rounding out my bold predictions, I have possibly becoming developmental for AEW and or getting a major TV deal in 2024. So that's my predictions as far as OVW goes. And yeah, we'll see. We will see what comes up with those predictions and what predictions we have we'll be able to look back on and say, oh, that happened in 2024. We'll come back to this and we'll look a year later and say, oh, yeah, I remember predicting that. I remember saying that. And here it happened. And so, yeah, 2023 is about to wrap up here on the final count. And we hope every one of you all have a great 2023 New Year's Eve, as that is coming up on Sunday. And so, yeah, everyone, have a great New Year's Eve on Sunday. But before we jump out of here, we want to go ahead.
Sorry about that.
Oh, you're good. We want to go ahead and talk about, real quick, plug some of our sponsors. And I want to let you go ahead and talk about the first one.
Let's do it. When you go to collarandelbowbrand.com, use our promo code FinalCountKY to save 10% at checkout. That's right, Final Count KY to save 10% on your entire order at checkout. CollarNoboBrand.com.
And tell Al Snow the Final Count sent you. Then you can head over to shop at WWEShop.com using our personal link. It will be in the description of the episode below.
And on top of that, to ring in the new year with our sale going on now till January 8th, to get $5 off all items by using the code FINAL5 at checkout on the website at jcountyapp.com. And don't forget, we are running a giveaway. So if you have not entered the giveaway consists of coming on the episode with us and or winning an autographed 8x10 from a professional wrestler on the indie scene. We have three lined up, and I'm going to let Ryan explain to you what we have.
Yeah, so with the giveaway, what you'll get, you will get, again, you'll get to, I'm pulling up the details here, actually, on myself real quick. But you'll get to, first of all, let me give you the rules of the giveaway. So the rules of the giveaway. This is our the Final Count fan experience. So to enter, this is on our Facebook page. You need to like the post that it's shared. You need to like the post, that the initial giveaway post. Like the post, share the post, and comment done in the comments. And then the second way you can get an extra entry. There's no purchase necessary. You get an extra entry if you make a purchase from our shop during our Ring in the New Year sale, as Brian just talked about. It's till January 8th. And that's how long this giveaway is going to last, till January 8th. You go and make that purchase. Send us a message. Send either the Final Count page a message, or my personal page, or you can even send Brian a message and send him a message on his personal page, or on our Instagram or something like that, or TikTok, however you want to get a hold of us. And let us know, let us see proof that you have made that purchase, and you'll get that extra entry into this giveaway. And so what you'll win, again, as Brian said, you will get to come on and be our special guest. You'll be our special guest co-host. And so what that includes, obviously you get to come on this episode. You'll get to come, not this episode, but you get to come on our weekly episode. And you'll also get to be involved in coming on every, not just one episode, every episode for that specific month that you choose. You can choose, you can be like, okay, I want to choose this month and come on an episode, come on every episode for this month. So like, so let's say you choose September. You come on every episode for September. That includes our interviews. So you get to be involved in interviewing the wrestlers, whoever we're spotlighting for that month. And so that'll be a huge perk right there. And so, yeah, you definitely want to get involved and jump on this giveaway before you don't have the time to. And our 8x10s that we have that's being sent to us to give away, we have three alumni that are sending us 8x10, an 8x10, one of each one. They're sending it to us. We have alumni, the greatest England's greatest export, Oliver Gunner. We have the Russian Bear, Vladimir Alexander, is sending us an 8x10, signed 8x10. Signed 8x10 of the Russian Bear, Vladimir Alexander, which that's Ari Alexander's dad, if you're not familiar with her, or if you are familiar with her. Then you have England's greatest export, Oliver Gunner. He's signing an 8x10 and sending it to us for the giveaway. And then former WWE star and one half of the Ascension, the Space Lord Victor, is sending us an 8x10 to give away as well. It's going to be actually going to have Connor of the Ascension on it as well. But just the only thing that will be signed is Victor. So because he can't get a hold of Connor right now. So but if you ever see Connor at a show, and you could get it signed at that point. But at least,
hey, look, I won this on the Final Count podcast. Can you please sign it for me?
Yeah.
You never know.
Exactly. And so that's our giveaway. I hope that you all jump onto it and get yourself an entry. because we're really looking forward to giving this away. And we'll probably actually do a live Facebook or something. It won't be a recorded thing. It'll be a live drawing, and we'll actually spin a wheel for it and everything. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting. It'll be a random generator wheel, and so we'll let you know when we go ahead and do that drawing. Just got to get your name in. So
get your name in there. Don't miss out, because it's going to be a fun experience. And we plan to do this for 2024. More giveaways, more fan experiences with us. Well, like I've always said for the last, I don't know what, couple podcasts I've been on, 2024 is going to be absolutely phenomenal. No pun intended.
It is definitely going to be phenomenal. And with that, as we say every week, we will see you down the road.
You can find us on social media by going to facebook.com/thefinalcountky on Facebook, and then on Instagram and Twitter at thefinalcountky, and on YouTube you can find all of our past episodes by just typing in the search bar thefinalcountky. Also, I mentioned we are now on more platforms for podcasts, such as Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public, and also on iTunes. So be sure to check us out on all those platforms that you can find podcasts on. The Final Count is on all of those platforms that I just mentioned. I want to go ahead and mention that if you go to ColinElbowBrand.com and use the promo code FinalCountKY, you can save 10% at checkout when you use our promo code, and you will be supporting not only Colin Elbow, but you also be supporting the Final Count and getting merch and all that good stuff. Colin Elbow has good swag. Definitely recommend it. Very comfortable, great fitting swag, t-shirts and shirts. So definitely go over and check out ColinElbowBrand.com. Use the promo code FinalCountKY, that's in all caps, and save yourself 10% at checkout, and tell them the Final Count sent you, and say hi to Al Snow. But with more, speaking of Al Snow, with more on ColinElbowBrand.com, with more on Colin Elbow, here is Al Snow.
Wrestling. A love and a passion we all share. I've started a wrestling brand. The Wrestling Brand. A brand founded on the aspects of wrestling. Two entities working together to create a product that connect emotionally for people everywhere. Collar and Elbow is the brand. Passion and love for wrestling is the drive. I am Al Snow, and this is Collar and Elbow, the wrestling brand.